The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Life Extension. An editorial in Life Extension magazine bemoaned the lack of wealthy donors interested in contributing to the cause of life extension. Why wouldn't these people be advancing millions of dollars toward living longer and better lives? I thought of Bill and Linda Gates and how they decided to invest part of their fortune in addressing AIDS in Africa. I'd much rather see Bill's legacy devoted to Africans ravaged with AIDS than Beverly Hills babes up late at night worrying about their belly fat. I'm interested in social justice. Why should the world's elite be investing and extending their own lives when people around the planet are struggling to find water, food, and shelter? How self-serving can we be? Sadly, the anti-aging industry is enormous. The upper echelons of society are happy to plunk down their hard-earned or inherited dollars for facelifts, tummy tucks, lip plumping, Botox injections, nose jobs, and a myriad of other medical procedures to erase the appearance of wear and tear on their bodies. What can't be erased easily are the biochemical habits, the behaviors and attitudes that caused the tissue aging in the first place. Those deeply seated habits are what contribute to the youthful or aged appearance and function of the body. I may have the skin stretched tight on my face, but if I continue to indulge in stress, worry, and frustration, I quickly will regroove the wrinkles in the skin. If I continue to smoke cigarettes and snort cocaine, the skin will continue to lose its elasticity. If I indulge in bonbons and ice cream, the fat will accumulate in my middle once again. These medical procedures save me from myself and my poor habits for a time. They are not permanent fixes. Eventually, each of us will face the passage from this life. For some, the exit is planned. Those diagnosed with a terminal disease plan their exit by necessity. Some plan without the cattle prod of illness. For others, calamitous circumstances or injuries like auto accidents force an unplanned exit. The truth is, none of us will get out of here alive. I'm not certain either whether I would want to stay for hundreds of years at a time. If I was to be here for an extended period, I would want a well-oiled vehicle for the journey. I have read and heard about Qigong masters in China who are over 140 years old, who look like they are in their 40s. They have learned to absorb qi into their physical vehicle so that they do not age as quickly as those of us who are constantly leaking our life force through poor food, lack of exercise, stress, anger, and worry. One Qigong master is documented to be over 800 years old. I was incredulous when I first learned of this master. Later, though, I read that cardiologists proposed that the heart is an almost perfect pump designed to beat for at least 800 years, given optimal conditions. Perhaps those biblical references to the ancients living for hundreds of years were facts, not encrypted numerology references to encode hidden messages in the text. I've watched animals lift easily, gracefully, from their physical forms. As a human, I tend to cling so tenaciously. I struggle with this ongoing life, yet I'm reluctant to leave it. When I imagine surrendering my body to the soil, I see skin and bone transforming into foxglove and giardia, oak leaves and chickadees. I'm a red flash of cardinal among the branches, a phrase of goldfinch, a spray of color as the droplets in the birdbath catch the light. I'll compost into dirt, immortal soil, remoldable clay for a new soul to inhabit. At best, I can shape this clay with gratitude while I am here, and then bequeath it to those who follow. Perhaps that's how my cells will gain immortality, recycling as bird, tree, flower, and mountain. Likely, I will be cremated and asked to have those ashes spread in a mountain stream near a glacier so I can enjoy the entire ride to the ocean. I'd like to plant those last remains in water, the source of life on this planet, so my departure can dovetail with the very beginnings of life.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.